Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 24th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. You?
Well, big day tomorrow, getting ready to go to the hospital for the birth of my baby. So this will probably be the last news show I do for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
While we're getting that under control. they say the jump from one kid to two kids is pretty dramatic. You'd be the expert on it, so...
Expert, I can't say, but yeah, it is. But from none to one is also dramatic, so.
That's true. I survived going from none to one, so.
You should, survive one to two.
Yeah. Ears open. Aside from that, looks like we got a pretty good show this week. Not too long, not too short, just right. So let's get this started. First up, we're going to do our non-crowdfunding news. And, you know, a company we don't talk about that often, but when we do, boy, do they have nice models. Forge World, Legio Custode's pre-orders go up. And first on that list is the Contemptor Galatas Dreadnought.
This looks so good.
I know, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a GW fanboy and I have tons of GW miniatures. I don't play the game ever, but I love the miniatures. And if I didn't, I would have to buy this miniature because it is so dynamic looking.
Yeah, I am almost tempted, and I'm everything but a GW fanboy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one looks so good. For a listener, it looks, I mean, like maybe a mix between a gladiator or a Roman legionnaire dreadnought, maybe. The curved shield, the short stabby sword. All golden, lots of trimming and raised details on the armor plates.
It is pretty fantabulous looking. I mean, GW, man, when they do something right, they really do it right. So.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, I mean, they also released a grav tank for the Custodes. Now, this I find a little bit boring. I know a lot of people really like this model.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me, but like the Dreadnought did.
Yeah, it's not bad looking by any means, but no. It doesn't grab me the same way. Actually, I find this, the grav tank, it makes me think of like old school kind of second edition imagery to what 40K vehicles look like.
Yes.
Or in Rogue Trader, you know, when they made the tank out of like the deodorant.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I had in mind.
Like, it kind of makes me think of that. Obviously, it's more detailed than a you know, tricked out deodorant container, but
a lot more.
But it makes me think of that. Anyway, lovely models, with you know, lovely price tags too. But Forge World resin, you can't really expect. And actually, honestly, $56 for a dreadnought in resin, that doesn't seem that bad. Sorry, I said $56. I meant 56 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So for the size of the model, that's not that bad.
Yes.
Next up, Scale Games, the new Fallen Frontiers characters.
Yeah, so those are a new batch of characters now that the Kickstarter has been delivered. So we have new characters that were not in the Kickstarter. So one model for each of the four factions. Well, I won't read all the names. As in the Kickstarter, my favorite one is Schlassfen, the guys that look more like Berserker aliens. The one that are clearly not humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look cool.
Yes.
I'll get at that. I mean, the scale makes, makes some great stuff, right? I don't necessarily like everything they do, but whatever they do well. I think it's a pretty neat sci-fi look. It's funny, though. I don't remember this Kickstarter at all. Like, I don't remember Fallen Frontiers as a game. So when you showed me this list for tonight, I saw the models. I was a little, like, shocked. I didn't know who this company... Well, I knew who Scale was, but I didn't know anything about this line of miniatures.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because we've talked about that game.
I'm sure we have. I just... I don't know. I must be getting old. All right. Terrible Kid Stuff, Winter Child.
So this is a big scale, a 75 millimeter model done with the studio. It's based on the Winter Child, which is one of their Russian character. And this is a big scale 75mm rendition of it.
Now, he's a kind of a cool model, because he was actually a superhuman. He was a metahuman in Dust. And I think he's the only metahuman. I have to say, I'm kind of tempted by this model.
Mm-hmm. It's also a limited edition. Only 100 copies available. And at €50 for the size, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's reasonably priced, absolutely.
It's probably bigger than the Dreadnought and costs less.
Does it? €50 is less than, is it 50?
56 pounds? 56
pounds?
Yeah, for sure.
I always get that confused. Euros are cheaper than pounds. Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, he looks good. And Russians were my first love in Dust, so kind of got a soft spot for him. All right, next up, something you're going to have a soft spot for. Steamforge Games, new Guild Ball releases.
Yes,
Granite and Pinpot, or Pintpot, I should say.
Yeah, two model for the Mason and the Brewers. Those are some of the first Season 3 models out, if not the first. Both of them are big guys. When they first released the artwork for them and for in previews, most people thought they were some of the new, not the mascot, but the young player, the recruits.
Okay.
I don't remember. They're
the rookies.
The rookies. They're supposed to be a new player type, which are rookies. And they were looking as possible rookies. And in the end, they are not. They are big models for both factions. They are both on 40mm bases. And they're a good player. They're not rookies at all. The rules have been not leaked, but have been revealed this week. So, Mason and Brewer, if you have not looked at them yet, go take a look. The models look great. The rules are really good for both of them. Interesting rules, different from the rest of the faction, but still in line with the team. So, two good releases by Steamforge.
Nice. And as always, very, very cool looking models. Just the right amount of detail, you know, stylized in their own way. I really like what Steamforge does with a lot of their stuff now. What do we got next? Mom Miniatures. Oh my god, I can't pronounce that.
Yeah, so I made a Google Translate.
Group Scourge of Kings. Group Scourge of Kings, yes. Thank God you put a translation in, Antoine, because I looked at that name at first and I was like, Gruga's a what the what the?
Yeah, it's Spanish. Yeah. Okay. No idea what it is. And they don't even have a translation on the website, so I had to go to Google for that. So it's Google idea of what that means.
But at least Groog Scourge of Kings sounds like a cool miniature name.
Yes.
I'll give it that.
So this is an orc, and he is beefy.
Yes, very, yeah, so very beefy.
Giant armor. He's not wearing a full plate. There's green skin everywhere, like you would see, but his armor plate are really big. He's carrying a giant two-handed axe, and just the pose, he looks sturdy like a rock on his base.
It's a cool looking model. You know, it's an orc champion basically for ninth age, or I guess he doesn't really fit with the new aesthetic so much for Age of Sigmar.
No, probably not, but they have orcs and they have their own range of orc for ninth age, so
he is very cool looking. And at 6.3 euros, not that expensive. Was that about $10?
Something like that. I'm looking that up now.
You know, that's plus shipping costs, obviously. Wow.
$9.
And he's in resin. Man. He looks like a fun model to paint.
Yes.
Let's figure out what shipping costs would be later on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can put him with my little goblin that I have to pay you for that we got it. Maybe it's time to start a little orc force. Who knows?
It's always time to start at least a goblin force.
Oh, darn you, Antoine. All right. Next up, Black Sun Miniatures. New 54mm and 75mm releases.
Yeah, so they have a lot of them. We won't go through All of them, but...
Well, some of them I think we've spoken about before. Because one of the model at the top of the list looks familiar.
Yes, she does, but I don't remember mentioning her.
Yeah, we talked about her, definitely. I remember that model very well.
She might be in the recent kind of Eldar.
Yeah, she was like maybe 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, okay, so... We did the new announcement with all of them. So there's that model, 2 mounted characters, and a sci-fi orc that caught your eye.
Yeah, the sci-fi orc looks cool. The mounted character, the second one looks kind of Conan the Barbarian-y.
Yes.
On a big giant cat mount.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the last 3 in the link we are using are the 54 millimeter instead of 75.
Also very cool. Mm-hmm. Is that a wizard of some kind? Or I don't know. I don't know what it is. Witch. It's a witch, I guess, with a little goblin assistant, a dwarven warrior with a hammer and axe, and then a female gladiator, it looks like, or maybe some sort of paladin? I don't know. She seems to be wearing full plate. At first I thought it was gladiator, but as I zoom in on the picture, looks more like knight or something. Very cool looking. Black Sun really has some nice looking stuff. Every release they have seems to get better and better. And I know you don't like that sci-fi orc, but I think he looks pretty sharp.
It's not that I don't like it, it just doesn't grab me.
That's about the same thing, Antoine. 6 of one, half a dozen of the other, but it's okay.
No, it's not that I dislike him.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
He just doesn't grab your attention like this one. Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
And the last model, it's called the Hawk Knight. So she's a knight, pretty more than a gladiator. So
maybe she's a dragoon.
Maybe
that would fit the aesthetic.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's Hawk Knight. Maybe that's why. Very, very cool looking. All right, so that finishes up our non-Kickstarter stuff or non-crowdfunding stuff. That takes us on to crowdfunding. And first up, something that caught my eye as soon as I saw it, Combat Zone Scenery, Chibi Arenas for Crossmaster and Super Dungeon Explorer.
And others.
Oh, and others, yes.
Et cetera. So this is a board system for all kind of chibi games. So you are buying a team tile, like let's say a dungeon tile or... swamp tile, whatever. And the tiles are, let's say, 6x6, 8x8, depending on the one you want. But they will have predetermined squares on them with already sculpted. But there will be holes also. And by going through the add-ons, you can pick and choose whatever you want to fill those holes. So you will have... partly fixed tiles and partly customizable, and with a ton of different add-ons and a lot of different base tile styles too. So it's really looking interesting. It have a really good look. It fits the chibi aesthetics. So
yeah, it really does. Yeah, they've done an excellent job. When you put it all together, it looks superb.
Yeah, we mentioned the 2 games. They mentioned the top Crossmaster and Super Dungeon Explorer, but it would also fit really well into Endless Fantasy Tactics.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the only drawback to this Kickstarter is it's not cheap.
No.
Now, is everything full paint?
Bare.
I was hoping, right? Like, for the price, maybe it comes full paint and life is good. But yeah, okay. So if it's all bare, yeah, it's going to be pricey.
Mm-hmm. Especially with shipping, because it probably won't be super light and it's coming from the UK. So for a UK listener, that's fine. But for a Canadian or a US listener, the shipping probably will cost a lot.
Yeah. But they have a lot of small accessory sets that are not very expensive. £5, £8. And they look pretty cool. Very tempting. Very, very tempting.
Yes. That's some of the stuff I wouldn't be able to choose.
Yeah, that's the problem. It can get very expensive very fast because you don't want to make a choice. You just choose everything. Sounds kind of like Kingdom Death Syndrome.
Yes.
So, let's see here. So, this Kickstarter, it is already fully funded. So, they were asking for 500 British pounds. They've got 1,000 British pounds, or over 1,000 British pounds already. They have 20 days left to go. This Kickstarter will be fully funded on Sunday, February 12th. Next up, Simon, The World of Smog, Rise of Moloch.
So this is a miniature board game by Kulmini. It's their second game in the World of Smog series, but the other one was not using miniatures. This one is using all the miniatures from that line. This was originally a line with 54mm miniatures. They were superb resin stuff, but the Kulmini acquired the license, or at least is doing stuff with the license for it. Licensing the world for their own game. So this game is a board game for 2 to 5 player, and you have one player being called the Nemesis, taking control of the cult, which is the bad guys. And the other players are the gentlemen of the Unicorn Club, the heroes that are trying to foil the conspiracies against the crown. So. Dungeon in a steampunk universe.
Exactly. Dungeon it's Descent a la steampunk.
Yeah.
Very cool aesthetic. Very yes. interesting style. That whole steampunk Victorian and the kind of the weird Cthulhu-esque, like, mutant corrupted guys.
Mm-hmm.
It is very neat looking. Artwork is gorgeous. You know, it's C1, so production value is going to be excellent. We know that going right out of the gate, because everything they make now has really good production value. Gameplay will vary. I don't know if there's a gameplay preview or not.
Probably they always do one. Yeah, there's a gameplay
preview. It looks like there is, yeah.
Yeah.
So probably worth checking out. So, of course, this is a cool mini or not Kickstarter, which means they wanted $70,000 to produce a product. They got over $500,000 to produce a product. Man, Simon just licensed to print money. So this Kickstarter is fully funded. It's got 10 days left, and it will be complete on Thursday, February 2nd. And that, as they say, is that. We have nothing else this week, Antoine.
That's it.
Anything to say before we go?
No. Well, I hope everything goes well for you and your wife tomorrow, and I hope to...
Thank you much, sir.
Record you soon again. In the meantime, we'll be recording with Steve, Yom, or whoever I can find available.
All right. Well, I'll try to be back to see you as soon as possible. So with that, take care, geeks. I'll see you soon.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.